This episode is brought to you by Experian. Are you paying for subscriptions you don't use, but can't find the time or energy to cancel them? Experian could cancel unwanted subscriptions for you, saving you an average of $270 per year and plenty of time. Download the Experian app. Results will vary. Not all subscriptions are eligible. Savings are not guaranteed. Paid membership with connected payment account required.
So Momo's here in for John. And M is here in for Bergman, who's in Vegas. And Brian Cohen is here.
Mm-hmm. Brian's always here.
I'm here.
Award-winning.
Everything won awards here. Emily, producer of the year. Momo, fill-in host of the year. Brian, associate producer of the year. Me, got mine.
Like Berg should be a little bit nervous.
About?
I mean...
Oh, Emily?
Yeah.
Oh, he absolutely should.
He just like let the award-winning producer into his seat.
Yep.
I can't be that.
She came out here with a rundown.
Oh, yeah.
A rundown.
I never see that.
I mean, she's all prepared.
I have some teases.
So let me... Yeah, Emily's doing teases.
She got teases for you? Are you writing his teases?
I'm adding suggestions.
Because they've been very on point today. Like, there was
They're
a double tease
Masons.
At one point.
Right, but those are my teases.
That wasn't... Okay,
yeah.
Wasn't Emily.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a good teaser.
You are a good teaser.
Yeah, I'm a good tease. So here's the thing about it. When Bergman is here, it is, okay, Mace, what do you got?
What do you got?
And I do all the research and all the topics. He'll throw me some stuff.
Yeah.
Ireland will do an email with some stuff. In this, and then we get nothing for Bergman. Emily comes in. I've got a list of stories.
It's a whole
list
thing.
Of links. I'm like, how do I get access to this on a daily basis? How about you share this with me also?
I gotta keep the secrets for Travis and Sliwa.
No, actually, it works because Travis and Sliwa are up first.
Yeah.
So whatever they don't use is still fair
and
game.
And I'm not going to do anything. I can do the same
it's
stories that they did.
Trade secrets.
See, okay, here, a little trade secret.
Yeah.
I fill in on all the shows, mostly
yes,
on
do.
This show. But occasionally I have filled in on Sedano and Cap. And occasionally I've filled in with Alan Sliwa and Travis
Rogers. Yeah.
So I get access to the Sedano and Cap rundown all the time. It's like a Google Doc.
Uh-huh.
So I could like see it every day. We could like jump them. Like,
jump them?
You know what I mean?
Look like, right now, Momo.
Hey,
let's look.
Let's look.
Beat
right
them
now.
To the punch.
Take all their stories.
Take all their stories. That's
let's
hilarious.
See. Let's see.
At the bottom of my rundown is always my Emily ideas, and they're very...
Okay,
like,
here we go.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
What are you?
Sedano and Cap.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Loading.
What's coming up? It's like a tease. Here's what's coming up.
Cap and DeMarco Farr, who's in for Sedano, start off the show with some cross-talk with Mason and Ramona Shelburne.
What?
In for Ireland. 4:15 segment. Ice break segment with DeMarco. We'll be football heavy, college football and NFL. We have a guest. What's to come?
Who is producing right now?
I don't know.
It's Laura.
It's Laura did it. Laura, when she's on our show, doesn't do this.
What the heck?
Okay, then there's Live Read Waterboy. There's some Molson. Okay, what you need to know. There's not many stories in here.
Yeah, all right.
Well, not many.
Or maybe she's keeping them from
you. Oh, we got the birthdays. I got some birthdays.
Oh, yeah. It's Donald Sutherland, right?
Mm-hmm. Donald R. Sutherland.
Luke Bryan.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I didn't have Hasselhoff on mine.
Hoff is the 72.
By the way, talk about when I think of Hasselhoff, I think of two things.
I think of the SpongeBob movie.
Same.
Okay.
Really?
I think of this moment. When I interviewed him on the old Tom Snyder show.
Yeah.
So my mom was there. My dad was there. They just happened to be there that night. The production team, there were like five people producing and all that stuff. Hasselhoff got into the room, met everybody.
Yeah.
Did the interview and then said goodbye to each person using their name. I was like blown away that he had that capability. I still am trying to learn intern names. They've been here for 2 weeks. I'm still...
Yeah.
There's Reese, there is Brianna, there is Maxime.
There's Leo, there's Keanu Reeves.
There is Vadim. No, I'm just making stuff up.
Hey, I got the holidays.
Oh, it's the holidays.
National Hot Dog Day?
Of course, of course.
Tattoo Day?
Okay, so stop on
World Emoji Day? Oh, we did that on the show.
Stop on Tattoo Day.
Okay.
Because I am officially prepared. I've talked about this before, but I'm officially prepared to get a second tattoo.
Okay, review. What's your first?
My first is Ganesh and an Om sign. It's located right here.
Okay, okay.
So that's my first one.
On the clavicle.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, there almost is like a muscle there.
There is a muscle
there. There's a pec developing.
There is something like a pec.
Hey!
Yes.
Before we get into the content of the tattoo, where is the second tattoo going to lie?
I kind of think it's going to be on this.
So a mirrored clavicle.
Yeah, another one on my opposite clavicle.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I feel like you could do an ankle tattoo.
Nah.
I like this. This is a good spot.
This is a good spot. I like this spot.
Okay.
So a couple of, see, somebody says, don't be basic. Pick out something really original.
Okay, but, you know, it might not be totally, basic is sometimes fun.
You know, basic can be fun. I actually was thinking about getting my address tattooed on me.
So you never forget?
Right here.
Just the,
Okay.
Just the LA.
The Dodger logo?
The Dodger logo, yeah. LA for everything.
Yeah. Okay. But you are Venice Mace.
It's true.
So it's a little contradictory.
Just say Venice on it.
Venice?
No, do the sign. That's over that one street. You know what I'm talking about? The sign for Venice?
Oh yeah, the Venice sign.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh no, the Venice sign's really cool. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So what's the other one? So I know you tweeted out your two options that you might get. So there's the LA Dodger logo.
I got one for you.
And then there's a full on ohm sign.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Turtle with his head out.
Oh, not turtling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's how you got to live your life now.
Turtle with its head out.
It's like a go for it.
Now, how would that look?
Kind of cool,
like
I think.
Like a regular turtle?
Just like a turtle. Yeah, just a turtle.
And then what turtle would you model it after? Would you do like a... Yeah, what turtle would you...
Like a Mario Kart turtle?
No, like a Crush from Finding Nemo, the Stoner Turtle.
Yeah, Stoner Turtle!
Yeah, that's good.
Children's book turtle?
Yeah, if you've got any ideas, tweet me. I sent out
my first
ideas. At Venice Mace is the
There's a lot
Twitter
more
handle.
Stories at the bottom of their prep doc if you want.
Nah, it's okay. We've got it. We have so much material. We don't need it. We've got Emily. The other thing I said, you know, Aaron Rodgers finally revealed where he disappeared to. He went to Egypt.
Okay.
Now, I've been to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most weirdly mystical places I have ever been to.
You were in Cairo?
In Cairo. I saw the Giza, saw the two pyramids, saw the Sphinx. You know, you look at that stuff, I went right up to the pyramid and I thought to myself, how the hell did they build this thing?
Right.
It is outrageously, I mean.
Is it big? Like in real life, do you see it and you're like, whoa, that's big.
Huge. It is huge. And I'm thinking, how did they get that gigantic rock at the very top? Nobody really knows how they built the pyramids.
So here's the thing. There are stories about this in several great books.
Oh, yeah? Stories about how they built the pyramids?
Yeah.
They're like,
one's called the Old Testament, one's the New Testament.
No, I don't. The pyramids, I don't think, are in the Old Testament.
No, they are. Yeah. The people were enslaved in Egypt.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Pharaoh,
yes, they were.
Yada,
yes, they
yada.
Were. The Pharaoh. No, yeah, of course they were.
And then the Jews walked across the desert and they made moths on their backs.
See, I'm a big New Testament guy.
Watch The Prince of Egypt. That's a great movie, by the
way. Yeah,
it
is a good movie.
Prince of Egypt is awesome.
Yeah.
But, so Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt.
Yeah.
And of course he did, because he wants to challenge every thought, every, you know, misconception that we have about the world. We're gonna go look.
He's a seeker.
He's a seeker.
Gosh,
what's wrong with being a seeker?
It's okay to be a seeker, but you don't need to be just. He just thinks he's the smartest person.
Yes, that's
well, that what is true. He is very. He looks down on everybody. Thinks he's smarter.
You know why?
You're a seeker, Mason.
He went to Cal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're a seeker, Mason. But I think that you don't talk down to people. I think that you are a seeker, but you're also open to other people's opinions and you're an open person.
Yeah, that's right.
Aaron Rodgers thinks that everyone else is dumber than he is.
Right.
And he's gonna impart his wisdom that he has sought onto all of you.
So let me try a word. Didactic. Is that a word?
Yes.
Does it apply to Aaron Rodgers
in some
way?
It means like you're somebody who likes to teach somebody to think. It's like I think that's the right definition.
It's actually the correct word to use there, right? Didactic.
I would say more that he's patronizing.
Yes,
patronizing is a very good term. Yeah.
Let me look up the exact definition of didactic.
So he missed.
Intended to teach, particularly having moral instruction as an ulterior motive. Yeah, that's good.
That sounds pretty Rodgers-esque. Yeah.
So why were they so weird about not saying, say he's on vacation, say he's going to Egypt? Like, why be so cryptic about it at the training camps and everything?
Well, it's a fair question. I mean, this is just who he, like, he disappears to a cave and he does a darkness retreat and he does ayahuasca and he does the pyramids and
he tries on being a vice president.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he thought about that.
It's just like, gosh, he just, like, he loves having his name out there. He loves being the center of attention.
He does, yes.
He loves to think that he's better than all of us. And he is better than all of us at football, for sure.
Yes,
but,
he is.
I don't know. I just,
I think your position on Aaron Rodgers is well staked out at this point.
Yes. But speaking of Egypt, did you ever go to, I saw this on TikTok, that one of the best places to view the pyramids is at a KFC in Cairo.
Really?
It's a KFC with a rooftop.
Amazing.
And you can see a gorgeous view of the pyramids. And you, all you got to do is buy some KFC.
Okay. So here's what I did. I was doing a gig for CBS in New York.
Okay.
And they put me up at the Parker Meridian.
Okay.
So there's a Parker Meridian. Correct. There's a Parker Meridian book with all their other locations.
Okay.
And I come to the Cairo one, and I'm like, damn. It's right by the pyramids. I'm going
to
go there.
So the pyramids are really close to Cairo.
Oh, yeah. The pyramids are in Cairo.
Oh.
So
I thought they were like out in the desert somewhere.
So I look at this picture. I'm like, I'm going to go there. 2 weeks later, I was in the pool at the Parker Meridian looking at the pyramids.
Wow.
It was insane. It was so friggin' hot. But it was insane to be that close to the pyramid. And to be kicking back in a pool is amazing.
Did you do any like historical tours? Like, what did you like learn from the pyramids? I know you probably like wondered about the pyramid. Like, did you learn anything new about the Egyptian culture and people?
History.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about. So I had multiple people come to me when you're a tourist and you're solo, like I was.
Yeah.
You get approached by a lot of people,
and they can tell you're a tourist because you're coming in and you're
I've got a camera
and
yeah. So anyway, a guy comes up to me. And he says, I'll take you inside the pyramids tonight. It'll open your third eye. And he made that sound. And I thought, this feels like scammery.
Yeah.
Feels like scammery. And then my favorite story, I've told
you. Did you say my third eye is already open?
Yeah, my third eye, 2020.
Wide open.
So the one that encapsulates my trip to Cairo is a story I've told before, but I was at the airport in Cairo. Do you know this story?
I do know the story.
Not the same story. I was in the airport at Cairo, and I was on the can, and I realized, oh, there's no toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I get... My good American friend, would you like to buy some toilet paper? And sells me toilet paper under the stall door.
How much?
I don't recall. I don't recall the exact price of the
toilet paper.
The markup
on that is probably pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
You're a barrel
at that point. You're a captive audience for sure.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be an Egyptologist. I wanted to be an archaeologist.
You like Indiana Jones.
I liked Indiana Jones. I read these books, the Magic Treehouse books, and they often went to like all places all over the world. And I was obsessed with Egypt until about fourth grade, and then I moved on to wanting to work for ESPN.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's
so you conquered a different...
A different world. I could have been Egyptologist in another world.
Yeah.
So,
Moma, I want to ask you something. Rob Manfred, I think, has been a pretty progressive commissioner. There have been a lot of changes
in
the game. Pitch clock and, all that stuff. No shifts.
He let Theo do his thing.
Yeah. So, is baseball going to screw it up?
How so?
I'll tell you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Are you ready to build your company's dream team? Just like in sports, finding skilled players is essential for success. With Robert Half's winning combination of specialized recruiting professionals and award-winning AI, we'll help you find the MVPs and key role players who will have you hanging banners in the rafters. Because in business, it's all about having the experienced team on your side. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Real quick, what's the easiest choice you can make? Window seat over middle? Beach vacation over camping? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, yeah. What's up? Emily's here in for Bergman. He's got a couple of days. Good for him.
We'll see if he's got a spot when he comes back.
Momo's in for Ireland today. Ireland will be back on the show, I think, on Monday.
Sounds right.
Live from the compound in Idaho.
I'm here on Friday.
You're here
Who's
on Friday
here tomorrow?
For your birthday. Tomorrow's Marcus Grant.
Marcus. Oh, he was here yesterday. Yeah.
And Laura is going to produce tomorrow. It's, you know, summer's kind of a hodgepodge. We throw stuff together.
F it summer.
Exactly right.
I mean, I'm going to not take that personally. I'm a hodgepodge?
I'm thrown
together?
You're the fill-in host of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I can't make the Mandy's Like, everybody and their mother is on that poster, and I'm not on the poster.
You're not on
nowhere?
Nowhere.
Campros are on it?
Nowhere to be found.
Really?
I know.
You know the worst part of that poster?
What?
Picture of me is awful. I've got a big fat face.
Why don't we get approval of these things?
Seriously, I look like a fathead. Big, big face. I'm like, now I'm all leaned out. Now I want the picture. Summer shred. So, Major League Baseball has an opportunity. Shohei Ohtani was talking about the Olympics. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, home run last night.
Boom.
Go figures. Paul Skeens looked good. No strikeouts, weirdly.
Yeah, that was weird.
But allowed nothing.
I like him. He's throwing the football before the game.
He is great.
Yeah.
So Shohei was talking about the Olympics. And he said, international tournaments are special and the Olympics are special. In the Olympics, especially, there will be more chances for people who don't watch baseball to watch. Mm. In that sense, I think it's something that's very important for baseball. Shohei's got a point.
How many times did he use the word special there?
He used especially. He used special twice.
We got a new interpreter here. We don't have EPA anymore. So.
Yeah.
So if I'm Rob Manfred,
yeah,
I'm going to shut the game down for the Olympics. I am going to shut it down. I want every major leaguer to play for their respective country because it would be so good for baseball. So good for Major League Baseball if they played in the Olympics. Yes.
Have you heard of something called the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah. But have you heard of something called the Olympics? Still cooler.
I'm not
saying
I disagree with you, but baseball already came up with its rival tournament.
And it can work because they're not in season. The thing is,
correct.
How do you sell that idea to the Kansas City Royals owner, to the Phillies owner, to the Nationals owner, who won't be having games anymore for that 2-week period where they take off for the Olympics? They're going to lose all that revenue. In baseball, almost all their revenue comes from ticket sales. So you're going to
get it back.
See, I would start the season in March.
Really?
Yes. And I would take a 2 weeks in August for the Olympics and play in Los Angeles and then pick right back up where you left off.
You probably have to take more than 2 weeks because you got to ramp back up, right?
Yeah.
So it probably would be more like 3 weeks.
Good point. It's a good point. You got to ramp back up.
Yeah.
It's going to be complicated.
Yeah, it is. Hockey did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing as ramping back up. You don't have to get your stretch down.
But they stopped their –
They froze
their season.
Yeah, they
stopped. They used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
I do think the best part of this that's different than the World Baseball Classic is that the players will be in midseason form instead of preseason form.
Correct.
They're going to be fully probably the best versions that some of the best versions we'll see. And it's going to be better competition. And more people will watch that. I know we watch the World Baseball Classic, but a lot of people will watch the Olympics just because it has the Olympics logo on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the casuals, even not even the sports fans, might get baseball and get to know these players, because people have been crying for this baseball star for years and years and years. Maybe they'll get that if they go to the Olympics.
Yeah. I think there's probably zero chance that they're going to actually do it, but I think it's the right thing to do.
I just think it's going to be a logistical nightmare.
It is.
Right. Like, you can't just stop for 2 weeks because you have to ramp back up. You can't go any later with the season because we're already getting into like November.
But you can go earlier.
No.
You can't start the season in March.
But there's a lot of rainouts then. It's
almost
cold still.
It almost is starting in March, right?
Yeah, almost.
It's right around March. I think the first game for the Dodgers last year was March the 30th.
Because these owners want these games and they have almost all the revenue from ticket sales.
All games must be played.
Yeah, and I just think that I want it to happen. I think there are very smart people, I'm sure, at the league that will make it happen in some way. But if Shohei Ohtani is asking for it, this is your star. This is your biggest player. And I think they should listen to what he has to say.
I completely agree. Completely agree. Do you think players should have the option? Nobody would step out of their team mid-season to play in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's like say Mookie Betts does that for 3 weeks to go play for Team USA.
No, that doesn't fly. Shohei takes 3 weeks away from the team to go play for Team Japan. No.
You know what? I know how you could do it.
How?
Cancel the All-Star game.
And that's 1 week.
That's basically 1 week. Good point.
Nobody needs that.
No.
And you make the Olympics your All-Star team.
Yeah.
Across the league.
True.
And then we brought this point too yesterday.
Then you just got to get 1 week in there. Or schedule a few doubleheaders.
But you have to have qualifiers. You have to see who makes the Olympics, too. So you can't just have, oh, we're going to make sure that USA and Venezuela is automatically in. You have to have qualifiers to get into the Olympics, which means that you're going to have even more games, right?
Yeah.
But they can let the B teams try to qualify.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to – nobody – I guess there were practices for Team USA in basketball, but it's not
– No, we had to qualify. We had to go to the FIBA tournament last summer.
Yeah, I guess that's right, yeah. Yeah, there will be. You're right. I think they have to qualify. You're right.
Yeah, so that would add more time to these players. Again, if the players want to do it. But I think that I feel like to have it for the 2028 Olympics might be a little too soon. It might be a 32 Olympics, because you have to put all this stuff in motion.
Well, here's the thing. The Olympics are in for 2028, not necessarily going to continue to 20 whatever that is.
32?
Yeah.
32.
Wait, do we not have a host for 32?
We have a host, but the baseball has been approved, voted in for LA, but not voted in for beyond. Softball will be in the Olympics again
in Oklahoma City.
In LA.
That's so weird, Momo.
They're playing in Oklahoma City. I don't know.
No, but the Olympics play here.
No, they're playing in Oklahoma City.
Why?
Because they have the best venue.
So the LA Olympics are having softball in Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
They couldn't build a softball stadium in Los Angeles.
That's ludicrous.
So
We've got so many great venues.
And there also are a lot of good softball fields here in LA, and you just have to put some seats in them.
Where does UCLA play?
Easton Stadium. It's a small stadium, and it's good for one game.
Okay. Right.
And but you could play at Cal State Northridge, has a decent field. Fullerton, Long Beach, all these have really good programs. All those places could host it, but usually at the Olympics they like to have one venue,
right?
That has a bunch of bunch of seats, and there's, Easton would Easton's not quite big enough,
right?
I've been there. It's on UCLA's campus. They could probably, I don't know what the capacity is. My guess would be something like 800 people. It's not that big.
Yeah, that's not. They're,
Oklahoma City can fit 20,000.
You know, I was talking to somebody over at LAFC when I was there a few weeks back, and they told me that originally the Olympic Committee wanted to turn BMO Stadium into the swimming venue.
Ooh.
They would put...
No cover? Oh, I guess they cover.
They would put a gigantic pool in BMO Stadium, and diving and swimming would take place there.
But they're doing it at SoFi now.
They're putting a pool at SoFi?
Yeah, they're doing swimming at SoFi.
Are they?
Yeah, they announced it a couple weeks ago. They're doing swimming at SoFi.
They're putting a pool in
SoFi. Where's gymnastics going to be?
It's going to be for the opening ceremonies, and then they're sticking a pool in there?
Yeah, so it's kind of... Did you watch when they did it for Indianapolis, when they did the Olympic trials?
Yeah, where they erected the... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically what they'll do is they'll probably not tear out, but they'll pull off this turf, they'll put in soft pad, and then they'll bring it up and build a swimming pool inside of it, and that's where they're going to have swimming. I don't know where they're going to have water polo. They'll probably do it at a college nearby.
Right,
so they have a huge showing for that one. But yeah, they're doing it so far this year in 2028. That's going to be hot. That's the one thing. Because that place turns into a magnifying glass.
Right, because it is partially open but covered with that acrylic or
and
whatever
then
that is.
Crypto's getting gymnastics.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Can you imagine being here when that's all going on? I mean,
hopefully we will be.
People have said, I would like to. I see that as a perfect place to hang it up after the Olympics.
Yeah, you've mentioned that. Yeah,
2028.
You don't need to go anywhere.
I guess
keep
I don't.
Keep working.
I guess I don't.
I mean,
I'm not really planning to retire.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you're just doing the radio show.
Yeah, it's true.
How else will you fill your days?
I know.
Just add more and more vacation time each year until it becomes an entire year.
More and more vacation.
Totally.
I'm a free agent as of June 30th.
Yeah.
Next year.
Really?
Yeah, free agent. My free agency begins.
Do you know this? When somebody says they're a free agent, you know what that means? They want to raise.
Correct.
That's easy code for.
All right. Coming up next for you, the mayor of a major foreign city took her life in her own hands this week.
Oh, boy.
I will explain that. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Sup, people? By the way, Emily sent video of is that the Japanese All-Star Game and the bunt off that they had?
Is it the Japan or Korea? But I think it was Japan.
The bunting competition, honestly, is fantastic.
It's electric.
I think it is amazing. Basically, you bunt to a target, and it's almost like...
It's like bocce ball almost.
Yeah,
you're
bocce ball.
You're trying to get into this one
shuffleboard.
Spot. Yeah.
It's like any of those, and you try to get it in the target.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
We should introduce that because it's the opposite of the home run derby. You know, home run derby, really cool, ball goes really far. Bunt, skill.
Skill, yes, absolutely. So they've had a lot of problems, Momo.
Yeah.
At the Olympics for the swimming events.
Oh,
are you aware of this?
No, I haven't followed this.
So the Seine.
Yes, that is the river through Paris.
The river through Paris.
Which had a shark in it in a Netflix movie. Sorry,
But
there's a Netflix movie that was really bad about a shark in the water.
Yeah. So they have been very concerned because there are swimming events in the Seine, and people just don't swim in the Seine.
It's dirty, right?
It's filthy. So to prove that they've cleaned it up, the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, went for a swim in the Seine.
Wow.
Fulfilling her promise to jump in and showcase the water's cleanliness ahead of the Olympics. Just last week, Mayor Lady, high levels of E. coli bacteria continue to make the historic river unsafe for swimming, but there's the mayor.
So
She's out there doggy paddling.
Did you see this like a month or so ago? The French people knew this plan was going to happen, so they knew that, I think it was originally supposed to be Macron and Hidalgo.
Macron was like, no.
Yeah,
Macron was going to swim in the Seine?
Yeah, so but the people on Twitter, French Twitter, riled up, and I don't know the French words for this, but they basically had a...
Sacre bleu!
It was a hashtag like, we're going to poop in the Seine on June 23rd, and then everybody on June 23rd...
Oh.
Decided to do that.
What the hell?
And then they delayed Hidalgo's swim in the Seine to make sure she wasn't there at the same time as that.
Wow.
And then obviously she swam there. I think it's going to... This has happened almost every Olympics with these like free swim events.
Rio, I remember this going on where it was filthy. Now, what events are actually in the... Oh, the triathlon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the duathlon.
Right, and I'm sure the crew might be doing that.
The crew could be there, but at least you're in a boat.
Yeah, exactly.
What about like the long distance swimming or something?
No,
that's in the pool.
That would be in the pool, but the triathlon will be in the filthy Seine.
But they are wearing, you know, those full body suits. They got a cap and goggles on. They just got to make sure that it doesn't get in your mouth.
Yes, that is the key.
And they're going to do the opening ceremonies on boats on the Seine. So again, you're going to be in the boats and have the gross stuff, but that's going to be really beautiful.
Oh, that is cool. That is cool. All right, I want to do this real quick. Let's do the WNBA story you had there, Anna.
Okay, so Asia Wilson last night after her team lost, so the Aces lost.
Yep.
And she obviously was not happy about this.
They lost to the Chicago Sky.
Yeah. Exactly.
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese, right.
And so she was walking off, and ESPN, I believe, still had a shot on her and was kind of following her off, and Usher was at the game last night. And so she was waiting to have her chance to go hug, embrace Usher, and they were commentating over top of this role, and Asia Wilson didn't, I guess, realize she had a hot mic on her, or also didn't care she had a hot mic on her.
She's Asia Wilson. She's awesome.
Exactly. So this is Asia Wilson walking off, talking about going to be Usher.
As Reese was getting some love from her coach, and Asia Wilson did all that she could do with another double-double, 28.
So if you didn't catch that,
yeah,
she says about her teammates that are meeting Usher, they didn't do blank all day, and they want to go meet Usher.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
it's. I like that Asia said this, because, you know, that's that Kobe mentality, that mama mentality of like,
let's not go celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I was at a USC game once with O'Shea Jackson Jr., and we were sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
And immediately after the USC won, basketball, immediately after they won, they all ran over to get their picture taken with Shea.
Okay.
It was like right in the middle of
women's basketball, men's basketball.
Men's basketball. It was right in the heart of Straight Outta Compton, the movie. So as soon as they won, they all ran over and got a big picture with Shea. That's That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is
yeah.
cool.
No, I like now, that Asia did that.
I don't even have Shay's new phone number. He changed his phone number. I don't even know where
I'll
he is anymore.
Him. Let's slide into his DMs.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Let me see. There's one more thing I wanted to get to. How about this? New study reveals the most and least stressed cities in America.
Ooh.
Now, what do you think the most stressed city in America is? And I'll read you the description.
Okay.
It is one of the lowest median household incomes in the country after adjusting for the cost of inflation at under $41,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Low wages contribute, also having the fourth highest share of households that fell behind on bills in the last 12 months, the second highest foreclosure rate, the second highest property rate, second highest separation and divorce rate in the country.
Wow.
Mental health and safety. 20% of adults have 14 or more mentally unhealthy days per month.
Wow.
43% of adults sleep less than 7 hours, and they have the highest violent crime rate in the country.
Is it a major city?
Major city.
Capital city.
Did you say capital?
Yeah.
It is not a capital city. You mean capital of the state?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I thought you meant like capital city in Batman.
Yeah, no.
Anchorage?
No.
D.C.? Okay. Washington, D.C.?
No.
Memphis?
No.
Kansas City?
It's an NBA city.
Chicago?
No.
New Orleans?
No.
Atlanta?
No.
Oklahoma City?
No.
Los Angeles? Portland?
Think about it. What are the crap cities in the NBA?
Not Milwaukee.
Momo!
I mean...
Oh, Boston.
No!
No, the lowest income.
What are the worst cities to visit? Like, which are the ones you dread?
I mean, my list is different than other people's.
What is
list.
Yours?
Detroit?
No,
Detroit.
Not
that's
Detroit,
a good guess.
But that's a good guess.
That would have been on my list.
NBA city.
Charlotte?
Come on.
Sacramento.
No.
Sacramento's got high income.
Think Lindsay Fulton.
Oh, Cleveland.
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 Yeah.
Oh,
Cleveland.
Man.
Stressed out Cleveland.
Most stressed out city.
Like Cleveland. I don't know.
Cleveland, by the way, is way underrated.
Town. I know.
LeBron loves Cleveland.
So you were like talking about cities I don't like to go to. I'm like, I like Cleveland. It's good. They got the Nines there. It's a good spot to stay.
It's the anniversary of Trainwreck when LeBron James was in that movie and he was like, what's not to love about Cleveland?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Family friendly.
Yeah, I don't bag on Cleveland because my folks lived there for a while. I actually was raised partly in Lakewood, which is just outside of Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good town.
They got a good bar scene, a good like diner scene.
Yeah, they got the flats there, Rock and Roll. There's like really cool stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, that is a very underrated city. I think the most underrated city in America is Pittsburgh.
I love
Pittsburgh. That is a great
town. I've only
town.
Been there one time, and I would like to go back because I went there, actually, during the NBA Finals, Arash Markazi and I.
Arash, yeah.
Remember Arash?
Yeah.
We were in Cleveland for the finals, and the Penguins were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh.
So we drove. It's like 3 hours.
Very cool.
We're like, because it's the Cup!
Yeah, right.
We're going to go watch hockey in Pittsburgh, and it
right.
was so cool.
Yeah.
Cool bars, young city, and they got a bunch of bridges. It's really beautiful. Their sports scene.
You know how
great.
Many bridges they have?
Three. Yeah.
I know they got three rivers.
Yeah, the three
That's
rivers.
That's why I said three rivers.
Yeah.
Three
my family's from Pittsburgh, so all of my family's from Pittsburgh. My extended family's from Pittsburgh, and I was with them all in Hilton Head when I was away
nice.
Years ago. But my mom grew up in Fox Chapel. So
I like Pittsburgh. I kind of like Minneapolis, too. That's like an underrated
Never
city.
Never been to Minneapolis.
So you know, the right outside where the Timberwolves play?
Yeah.
There's this famous bar there that has every artist who's ever played there. There's murals of Prince everywhere. It's kind of a good town.
Oh, that's
Did
cool.
Did anyone else guess Indy? I probably should have put that on there, Indianapolis.
Yeah, I guess
I spent no time in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I've only driven three.
Oh, no, I went to the Final Four in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I've spent some time
I took
there.
My dad to the Final Four of the
Ooh,
year.
Cold.
Bobby Hurley and Duke upset UNLV.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We were at that game.
I was there with UCLA when they played
sure.
four and they lost
That's
four.
Right.
And, yeah.
That's right.
That was. I mean, look, Indy's okay. It's okay.
Well, God bless you Clevelanders.
What are the other cities on that list?
Let's see. The number two city on the list. That's a good question.
I think Anchorage probably is because they have all that winter, all that darkness.
Yeah.
Most stressed by anything, money, health.
Speaking of night country, got nominated a bunch.
Yeah.
Cleveland is the most stressed. Okay. Number two is Detroit.
Yeah.
Number three is Baltimore.
Okay.
I have a beef with Baltimore.
Ooh.
Yeah?
I just hate Maryland. I'm from Virginia. I hate Maryland.
Oh, that's a Virginia thing. Okay.
And also, I'm a Steelers fan, so I hate Baltimore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot you're a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Yin's
guy's got to go downtown.
Yin's love the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, Game of Games. I think it is M's game today.
It is my game.
Whoa! Excellent. The award-winning Game of Games with the award-winning producer, Emily, on the award-winning show, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
The winner show.
Not to brag, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is not just any game. Momo's here for Ireland. BC is here. And doing the game today is the great Emily Hebel. Emily, what do you got for a game?
I don't know why I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. Our game today.
Yes.
I saw a movie.
Hey, don't suck, okay?
Yeah, don't suck.
I saw a movie yesterday called Sing Sing.
Yes.
And the movie is fantastic.
The great Coleman Domingo.
Amazing. It reminded me of The Shawshank Redemption a lot.
Well, that's and a high praise.
And so our game is going to be about Shawshank Redemption.
All right.
Oh, by the way, which is interesting because it is the all-time highest rated movie on IMDb's user score.
Wow.
Which may have been a question on my Game of Games.
Spoiler.
So we now have nine questions today.
Sorry about that. Oh, I blew one. I would have gotten that one right.
It's okay. All righty. So
always have an odd number of questions.
Okay.
Anyway.
Which of these men was not considered for the role of Red, which later went on to be played by Morgan Freeman?
Right.
Was it A, Harrison Ford, B, Dustin Hoffman, or C, Clint Eastwood? Ramona, you start.
Huh.
Wasn't considered.
Yes, was not
considered. I'm going to go with Harrison Ford.
Okay, Mace?
Eastwood.
Okay.
I also think Eastwood.
You guys are all wrong.
No.
Dustin Hoffman was not considered.
Wow. Yeah, he would have been weird in the role. Eastwood would have been weird in the role. Yeah. They found the perfect guy.
Yeah, exactly. And also in the movie, in the book, Red was played as an Irishman. And that was kind of an inside joke in
That's
the movie
why
that
Red,
his name
yeah.
was Red.
Yeah.
All right, so in the movie, who is the model on the poster in Andy Dufresne's cell when they discover he has escaped?
Mm-hmm.
So the very last poster. Is it Rita Hayworth, Raquel Welch, or Marilyn Monroe? Mace, you start.
God. I'll try Rita Hayworth.
Okay. Brian.
I'll go Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Momo.
And I will say Raquel Welch.
Momo's right. Yeah.
It is Raquel Welch.
I thought it was Barbarella.
Yeah.
Because Rita Hayworth, wasn't she the poster early in the movie?
She is.
Oh.
That's why this is a trick question.
Oh, very tricky. Okay.
All right. What is the name of the novella by Stephen King in which Shawshank Redemption is based?
Okay.
Ooh.
Is it A, Red Was Here, B, The Shawshank Redemption, or C, Rita Hayworth and The Shawshank Redemption? Brian, what's your answer?
Let's just go Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, and Mace?
I'm with Brian, just Shawshank Redemption.
Ramona?
Rita Hayworth in The Shawshank Redemption.
Momo's right again!
Oh! Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption?
I've seen it many times.
Okay, all right, good.
It's one of those TNT movies that comes
out. It's like always on.
It's always on,
It's like The Princess Bride and Shawshank Redemption, yeah.
All right, so The Shawshank Redemption was nominated for Best Picture for the 1995 Academy Awards. What movie did win Oscar for Best Picture in 1995? Was it A, Braveheart, B, Schindler's List, or C, Forrest Gump? Ramona?
Forrest Gump.
Okay, Mace?
I'm also on Forrest Gump.
And Brian?
Schindler's List.
It is Forrest Gump.
Yay!
Those other two won the years around it.
Yeah.
So those are also Best Picture winners.
I know Schindler's List because it came out the day I watched it, and then we had the Northridge earthquake, which was 94.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it came out the same year as Jurassic Park. So that was a huge year for Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
So number five, I'll skip Mason.
but it does have the highest IMDb user score of any movie in history.
So where do Red and Andy Dufresne meet up at the end of the movie? Is it
Ask Me Last.
Puerto Escondido, Zihuatanejo, or Celestun? Brian, you start.
Oh, man. What was the second one you said?
Zihuatanejo.
Let's go with that one.
Okay, Mason?
I'm also on Zihuatanejo.
And
everyone's correct on that one. It is Zihuatanejo.
What's the score?
Momo got all of them.
Momo has 1, 2, 3, 4. Brian has one, and Mace has two.
Oh, boy. Momo knows.
It's never happened.
She knows her Shawshank.
I could probably blow it still.
Yeah, she probably
I'm
could.
I'm really impressive.
All right.
How many Stephen King adaptations have been nominated for Oscars, obviously including The Shawshank Redemption?
Right. Yeah.
Is it 6, 4, or 5? Momo, you start.
I will say 6.
All right. Mace?
I will say 4.
Okay, and Brian?
Let's go 5.
And Brian is correct. It is 5.
Wait, can you name some?
Carrie.
Shining.
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Misery. Shawshank Redemption and Green Mile. The Shining,
Shining was not nominated
really?
For Best Picture.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's one of those things where Kubrick has never, is oftentimes disregarded by the Academy.
He was disregarded by the Academy his entire career.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
yeah, he never won an Oscar. Yeah.
Yeah, which is why The Shining is not one of those.
Wow.
All right,
great.
So.
I would argue that's the best Stephen King adaptation, although Stephen King does not like it.
Oh,
Carrie's
interesting.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
I love Carrie. So who is the inmate that is terrorizing Andy Dufresne throughout the movie? Is it Bonds, Boggs, or Maze? Mace, you start.
Boggs.
All right, Momo?
I think it's Boggs.
And Brian?
I'll go Boggs.
Everybody is correct. It is Boggs.
There you
I
go.
Tried to throw you off with other baseball names.
Yeah. Yeah. Maze,
that was pretty good, yeah.
That was good.
All right, so in French, Andy's last name is significant to his character arc. What does Dufresne mean in French? Is it ash? Is it to grow? Is it to escape? Brian, you start.
I feel like the obvious one. Let's go to escape.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the obvious one, also to escape.
All right.
I am fairly sure it is escape.
You guys are all wrong.
Really?
It's ash.
Ash.
To get burned down only to rise up again. So that's why it's something that was significant to his character arc.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In the cast of 70 actors, how many are women? Not only the, and not all of them have lines. All right, so of a set of cast of 70-plus actors, how many are women? Is it 6, 5, or 4?
Wow.
Momo,
not a lot.
You start.
It's not a lot. I'm going to go with 4.
Okay, Mace?
I'll go with 5.
Okay, and Brian?
I'll go 6.
And it is 4.
Woo!
Andy's wife, the foodway shopper, a landlady, and Red's parole board
That's
officer.
Amazing. Yeah. They made a movie with only 4 women.
Wow.
Yeah, so final score before tiebreaker is Mace has 1, 2, 3. Momo has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Brian has 3.
So, Momo, you've clinched it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still want to do the
tiebreaker?
Yeah, do the tiebreaker.
All right, so tiebreaker. In the movie, Andy Dufresne steals $370,000 from the warden in 1966. But adjusted for inflation, in 2020, what is the equivalent Andy stole? So he stole $370,000 in 1966.
Yeah, I remember he was the accountant, yeah.
So Mace, what's your answer?
My answer is $4.5 million.
Okay, Momo?
$10 million.
Okay, and Brian?
I said $1.3 million.
All right, and it is Brian that is closest. It
really?
Was at $2.9
million. $2.9
million. Yes.
Not bad.
Yeah, so that's my game.
There you.
Good
I
job,
thought that
Em.
Was fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
That
yeah.
was a great game. I loved it.
She keeps this up.
I know.
You got a situation.
Goodbye, Bergman.
I did better than the day that I was trying to prove that I'm the best producer, where I had a pretty bad game because there was, it was too all over the place. But I think I was zoned in here.
Mason on the clock. Mason and Ireland show.
The pick is in.
The pick is in. Emily for producer.
Whoa!
Wow.
You're in.
Well, thank you, guys. I'll go
Poor
take
Bergman.
This.
People are probably texting him right now.
Oh, people... Believe me, he knows. He got booed relentlessly at the softball game.
Well, I have to do my contract negotiations with the Travis and Sliwa show.
We will work that out.
Got to see what the best offer for me out there is.
We will work it out.
Hey, are you a free agent?
I'm not a free agent, I'm listening to offers, and maybe I'm not requesting a trade quite
Always
yet.
Take the meeting, Em.
Yeah, always take the meeting.
Who's here? I thought Cappy was running around here in person somewhere, right?
I do know DeMarco's here.
And I know Cappy's going to LAFC
Simona,
tonight.
Look at the rundown.
Yeah, you've got the rundown. Exactly.
It's DeMarco, yeah.
All right, well, no, but let's hit the Super Stage anyway.
Yeah, well, people will come in.
Woo, 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 woo! And Cappy's going to be here. DeMarco's going to be here. What are they, like in a team meeting or something? They're in a prep meeting? What are they doing?
Maybe they're going to the bathroom like you always do.
I do. You're right. I do. I'm always a little bit late for Supercross Talk. So, by the way, Yeah, I think who's later for Supercross talk, me or Shidano, on a daily basis? I think it might be me.
I'm always late because I'm coming from the TV show.
Yeah, I'm always like at 58, yeah. I think, 59. Yeah. Look, DeMarco Farr's here. Yeah. Look, do we have a love boat in us?
Probably not.
Yeah?
There he is.
Cappy's in the house. It's Cappy, yeah, Cappy. And DeMarco. And what is up, DeMarco?
Same old stuff, different day. You? Yeah. What's happening?
Everything is great,
SC
man.
SC colors you wearing there?
I'm just wearing a red T-shirt.
It looks like SC colors. Yeah.
Do you think he looks a little
home of the
shredded?
Trojans.
Let me see. Stand
Can
up.
Can you see a little more?
How many weeks in are you?
4 months in.
I see a vein there. I see veins
I see
in
some
your
biceps. Arms.
Yeah, look at
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Are you sore? How you feel?
I'm sore every day.
Every day?
I work out 5 nights a week, and then the 6th day I do cardio, and I am gassed.
Do you feel stronger?
I feel way stronger.
Is your attitude starting to change towards people?
It's changing towards people. And you know what? Yeah. I jones for going to the gym.
You love it now.
I'm like, I got to get that feeling.
I could see it in your face. Yeah. You're changing. Yeah. It's awesome. That's awesome.
Cappy, how about you? You're in the summer shred too.
Well, I mean, I got to say.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not doing a good job with my diet.
No. Me neither. Yeah.
I'm still out of control.
Not out of control, but just not in control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
I'll be good for the whole day and then I'll have a bite of Danny's pizza.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
But a bite
playing for the tie.
A bite of pizza is not a bad thing. Like, for example, the one thing I don't deny myself is a small dessert every night.
I know, but pizza
I need a small dessert.
I shouldn't have the dairy. I shouldn't have the carbs. Yeah. I mean, all of that.
Yeah, it's the only thing
it's
I give myself all day long food wise.
That's what kills me is the kid food.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets. Oh, there's 3 chicken nuggets left over.
What about you, DeMarco? Are you in a summer shred?
You got to be willing to waste food with kids. That's
right.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be the closer. Yeah. I used to be the closer for the family. And you have to be willing to waste food. But yeah, good. I told them I was mad at AK because he made fun of Travis for walking. So I told
Cap. This is during the Mandy's.
Walking is a good exercise.
I know.
So 40 miles in 4 days.
Yeah,
is that impressive?
That is impressive.
I think
okay,
that's
good.
Huge.
That's a lot of walking.
That's a lot of walking.
Probably so, takes you about, 2.5 hours to do 10 miles?
About.
But Travis
fun.
Talks
so
about
going
it all
for
day,
70
every
and
7. Day.
Yeah, no, Travis does talk about it a lot.
He does, really?
He's got that orthopedic walker shoe thing going on.
Oh, does he really?
Shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Speaking of that, Mace, I actually think 3 days after or 4 days after the All-Star game.
Yep.
I actually think I sustained an injury that I didn't know about during the game. And if I'm going to be honest about it, I kind of blame you.
Okay. What am I taking the fall for?
Yes, that's right.
The
baseball shoes.
What's wrong with the cleats
okay,
I got?
All right, let me ask you if you had the same experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the base of the baseball shoe, okay, should have like a level of sturdiness, if you will, to it, right?
Right.
Now, these baseball shoes that you bought, they were very flimsy in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like the heel and the toe.
Yeah, no padding.
Dirt was hard.
Instead of like there being arch support and like a sturdy sort of feel,
uh-huh.
I could feel my foot like
kind of
like in the middle, kind of like
flexing.
Yeah, so anyway.
So you've got a plantar fasciitis.
I don't know what plantar fasciitis is, but I think I have it.
Yeah, probably.
Because my arch, like I'll just be walking, minding my own business. I'm just walking down the street. And then all of a sudden, man, my arch goes, ah! And I'm like, what the hell? It's like somebody took a nail and jammed it into my arch.
You know what you do?
Tell me.
You get yourself a baseball or a softball.
Okay.
And you just roll it.
Yes.
Roll. That's what you do for plantar.
Yeah. Yes, roll it. A golf ball.
Painful, golf ball would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
so I'm taking the fall for the baseball shoes that
I
bought you.
It's I mean, they were cheap. They were $40.
Yeah. Well, what do you want? You want me to go out? It's one night.
You gotta get
one
some of those
night
Mizunos
a year.
I got.
Do you think I really
You're
go out and buy expensive baseball shoes?
I shouldn't really blame you. I should blame Rawlings, the manufacturer.
It was Rawlings, yeah.
You know, I mean, Rawlings is a reputable brand when it comes to baseball and softball.
But I'm sure there's like the base model and then the mid-level model. And
this was the cheap model.
Yeah. $40.
I did that the year before. I went to Big Five and I bought like some cheap cleats. Going, oh, I'm wearing it once a year or whatever. And they felt like too high and a little shaky and not supportive.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? A torn ACL is forever.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I'm going to get some real cleats this time. So I ordered some Mizunos.
Yeah,
like
that's probably, probably how you were.
You were rocking cleats out there?
I had some Terps, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plastic or metal cleats?
Plastic.
Plastic, okay.
Yeah.
You know, Cappy, it's National Tattoo Day. Do you have any tattoos?
Do not have any tattoos. But DeMarco has one.
I got one.
DeMarco's got one. I've got one also.
I got one little one.
Yeah. What is that?
It's a Japanese character for like conquer and defeat. It was something I did in like college. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's yours?
Right here.
Should I know? Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. What is that?
That's Ganesh, the remover of obstacles.
Ganesh.
Hindu god. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
How long you had that?
Got that when I was 50.
50.
I am going to get a second tattoo, but I do not know what it
remover
is yet.
Of obstacles. Mm-hmm. Ganesh.
Yeah.
And is that like, were you going through something at that time when you got Ganesh on you?
Yeah, I think so.
And do you like?
By the way, if you come to my house, there are elephants everywhere. I love the elephant.
Yeah, my grandmother's an elephant person.
Because the elephant is the remover of obstacles. And I got to be around elephants. They're super cool. But I don't know what the second tattoo is going to be.
Okay. Momo, tattoo?
No, not tattoos.
Me neither.
Yeah. Real
is it because you're in the tribe?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
tribe.
Tattoos are not cool in the tribe.
I don't think they're cool in the tribe. My daughter has a couple of them, and it just irritates the hell out of me.
Theoretically, you're not allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have a tattoo.
Right.
But I don't know if I even want to be buried. I think I'd be cremated.
Oh, you want to be cremated?
Yeah, it sounds better.
Really?
It sounds better?
It sounds super claustrophobic to be buried.
Oh.
Well, you're dead.
I know, but even just the thought of it.
But if you wake up and you're alive, what if you're not really dead, though?
I know.
Right, and then you wake up and then you're in that tomb.
Yeah.
And they're like, not only am I in this box, but I'm also
banging on the thing. Right, and it's
help
like,
me. Wow. Somebody get me out of here.
I read a story where somebody, they exhumed a body.
Yeah.
And they found scratch marks on the inside of the
coffin. Come on. That's terrible.
I believe it.
You wrote that down and then read it? Or you like read that like somewhere
reputable? I just thought it was a good story.
Oh, okay. Good story.
Yeah.
Really good story.
I saw it in a movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah. Listen, tattoos. Today's National Tattoo Day. I don't have any tattoos. Last night, I was having dinner with DeAndre.
Okay? Yes.
And DeAndre shows me this painting of like Jesus. And he goes, hey, man, you know, I'm thinking about getting this tattoo of Jesus on my arm. And I'm like, okay, well, that seems like a nice thing to do. You know, he's a Christian guy and he's religious and he's, you know, and I said, that's nice. I think that's lovely. And he said, where do you want to have? And he goes, right here underneath my lion. And I go, your lion, huh? And he pulls up his sleeve and he's got this giant tattoo. Yeah. Now he says it's of a lion.
It's got Mufasa on there.
I personally don't believe that it is a lion because I must have spent 15 minutes going like this. Where the...
Tattoos are in the eye of the beholder.
Where's the thing? I can't.
Yeah, it looks
really,
like a lion face.
I think the glare.
I'll be honest, that is a lion.
I don't know. We were sitting downstairs last night, and it was the sun was beating down.
No drinks,
no alcohol at all. And he's like, "Come on, man, let me put my sleeve down." I'm like, "No, bro, I'm still trying to see."
Very obviously a lion.
Where the lion? No, I don't think so.
From here,
I don't think so. I still don't see it. I still have a hard time seeing it. Maybe you need to like color it in or something, you know?
I mean, the shading is already done.
It's a style, man. It's a style.
That's green.
Tattoos are personal. Like, what does the lion mean?
The lion means like strength for me. And I got Latin words going around it.
Tell them what
are the Latin words. So I have Veni Vidi Vici on my.
You know what Veni Vidi Vici means? That's not the trainer for the Lakers.
No, not.
Live, life, love, right?
It's I came, I saw, I conquered.
Nice.
Veni Vidi Vici.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Veni Vidi Vici.
Any others?
I got my whole chest, too.
You got your whole chest. What's on your chest?
I got wings going across, and then in the middle I have a basketball, and then I have my date of birth on top.
Date of birth? Because you don't recall the date?
Do you need
it there so you remember? When was I born? It says
established in 1998.
Oh, established.
Hey, that's past for ID.
You were born in 1998.
I know. This kid,
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
This kid, I know. I'm hanging out with this guy last night. And I'm like, I can't believe like my friend is like 26.
I know.
Like we go out to dinner, and I'm like, I'm hanging out with a guy half my age. I could be this guy's grandfather.
You could,
you know, not just his father, his grandfather.
Yeah. Well, when we were at the Sunset Room, you were there briefly. When I was at the Sunset Room, everybody's younger than us.
Yeah, I
right.
Know.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Kai, and Kai is he got hung up in a base running situation in the game.
Yeah.
One of our MCs, and I think he's like 19 or something.
Yeah, wow. No, he's 12, I think.
Yeah,
he's 12. Yeah.
Some of these kids. Well, do you know the interns yet?
The interns? I know a couple of the
interns.
Do you
know them by name?
I know one by name.
Yeah, who is it?
Shane.
Shane.
I know Shane.
What about Reese?
Reese, I know.
What about Brianna?
Are you making these names up, or are these really their names?
What about Maxime?
Maxime?
Yep.
Who are the two interns that just came back?
Ludwig?
No, there is no Ludwig.
Oh.
Good try.
There is no Ludwig.
How about Max? You know Max?
No, I'm not making up names. Those are actual names of interns.
Nice.
Okay, two interns just came in the back and said, hey, we got something we need you to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it right now.
Why?
Because you guys are interns.
You're being difficult.
I wasn't trying to be. It's just that it was like too close to showtime.
I did it.
You know, I know you did.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Paper airplanes.
I know, it was too close.
I heard it was paper airplanes.
Too close for me. Too close to showtime for me.
Oh, really?
You get nervous before show? Yeah, like I get fired up in the back, you know what I mean? I got to jump rope.
You got to prep.
I got to put on my makeup.
Yeah, we actually...
What's your game face look like?
Yeah, I got to get my game face on. That's right. And these kids are like, hey, we got to get you to do this paper airplane thing. I'm like, yeah, guys, not right now.
Shut them down.
Not right now.
Momo has access to your prep doc, and she was reading some of the things coming up on the show.
Oh, no. Do you really?
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
I'm forever in it.
Because she's filled in.
Oh, really?
Wow. It's in my Google Doc.
What's coming up on today's show?
Okay, hold on.
I think Momo will tell you what's coming up.
All right, ready? So that'll be cap.
All right. Yeah.
Show rundown.
Let's hear what we
got. I love the beginning. The beginning is kind of goes without saying, but...
Cap and DeMarco Farr, who's in for Sedano, start off the show with some crosstalk with Mason and Ramona Shelburne, in for Ireland. At 4:15, we have an icebreaker segment with DeMarco. We'll be football heavy, college football and NFL.
Yeah.
We'll have guests.
We will have guests.
Yes.
Who wants this doc?
What's to come the next few weeks? All-star game, MVP of the game, Jaron Duren, local guy from Corona and went to Cyprus.
There you go. So we're covering all of it.
Yeah, 4:30. When do you turn the page to football?
Okay. All right. This is all good stuff. Let's not spoil their entire show.
It's okay.
Tell me about Icebreaker. Do you do an Icebreaker every day?
4:45, Mad Dog versus Feinbaum.
Oh, my God.
Sound on it. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Did you get to that today?
No, we did not.
Yes.
So what's an icebreaker?
I think it's like one of those like mints that you get at the convenience store.
No, seriously, when you see it on your prep sheet, what does it mean? And
for
did
me,
you put it there?
I did not, but for me what it means is I have no idea what's going to happen and I like it that way.
Get started.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, it's called stretching it out.
Open segment.
Open it up and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, I do have something on
there.
Who are the
guests?
Well, over the next couple of weeks, while Sedano's out, I have to decompress basketball right now.
Yeah.
Sedano has pushed basketball on me so hard. It went from the NBA Finals into free agency,
into
the draft,
into summer league,
into the USA basketball team.
Don't say the name.
I know. And it's been like this hardcore basketball for weeks, which George, that's his default, you know? And so for me, I'm like, look, we got to start going football heavy.
Amen.
You know, it's like USC, UCLA, and the entire Pac-12 is essentially moving to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Let's start getting into that. And, you know, the Rams have to deal with the 49ers. Mm. The Raiders and the Chargers have to deal with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Like, let's start really talking football.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to get myself into football talking shit.
Are you guys watching Receiver on Netflix?
No.
No.
You gotta watch this. It's great.
It's great.
We were talking about it.
I told you you gotta watch it because you were watching Sprint. And I was like, you gotta watch Receiver.
It's making me hate Davante Adams.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's making me hate this guy.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me. Give me an example.
I just, you know, it's I. And that's what the show is
I'm
about.
I'm killed out here.
But good Lord, man. It's
don't
a
you think
team.
That's receivers in general? I, me.
Look, I would trade almost everybody you have for him. That's how good he is.
For Davante Adams.
He is like that good. He's uncoverable. But man, is he just annoying on the show. He really is.
So Amon-Ra is like kind of like the Kirk Cousins of this show.
Yeah, I think he kind of is the breakout star of the show, I think, at least in terms of the guys that you want to root for, the guys that you like.
Except you didn't hate him when the show started, like Kirk Cousins.
I didn't hate Amon-Ra going into the show, but I think you learn more about him, you learn more about his family. You get the part where his dad goes into why he needs to drink a Coke at the halftime. So what do you think about that? If someone was like, you need to chug a Coke at the halftime, what would you do?
I'd laugh my butt off. That's hilarious. Jeff Fisher was big on the pickle juice.
Oh, yeah.
Pickle juice is good. Big time. Yeah, but I'd never heard the Coke thing. I think I heard it before, but I've never seen anyone do it.
And
Amon
Ross also fluent in German because his mom's German.
Cool.
And so
you got to see this. You would love this. This will get you ready for
football. By the way, when I hear the name Jeff Fisher, I just... Ugh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but he was big on
pickle juice. It's not pickle juice that gets you.
It reminds me of a bad time at the Coliseum.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
When they first got here. Yeah, I'm all for... By the way, this is it. This, to me, after the All-Star game, you turn the page to football season.
Well, we're going to have that conversation. It's on the Google Doc. One thing, Momo, that you didn't see on the Google Doc, I have to tell DeMarco about something that happened to me this morning that I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people in the new era of Zoom calls.
Oh, yep. No.
I had a terrible, terrible situation.
You didn't
today.
Jeffrey Tubin that thing, did you?
I did not Jeffrey Tubin it. And not everybody's going to get that reference. I do, and it's a great reference.
But the people that get it,
yeah.
Get it.
I did not Jeffrey Tubin it, but But in my own sort of way, I did kind of Jeffrey too.
Was it like a bathroom situation?
It was a bathroom situation.
I knew it.
Yeah, that's right.
I know you too well, Cavi.
I know. It was a really bad deal.
Sounds Jeffrey Toobin adjacent.
It is.
So wait, did you forget to mute or to close the video? Mute.
No, it's not that. It's what happened that I'm going to discuss this with DeMarco later.
Yeah, this could be a good icebreaker.
This could be a really good, really good icebreaker. Maybe I'll move this to the front and make a icebreaker.
Yeah, 415 as icebreaker.
This is not a bad idea for an icebreaker.
All right, tomorrow, me and Marcus Grant. Hey, nice work, Momo. Had fun
today. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you very much. You did fantastic. Tomorrow, Laura will be here and Marcus Grant will be here. Bergman is just tearing up Vegas.
He is, isn't
just
he?
Tearing it up.
I forever have the picture of him dancing at the Sunset Room.
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
The original. The original.
Yeah, the original.
Bergman.
I didn't dance at the Sunset Room.
You guys all heard what happened with
I did.
You heard what happened.
No, God. What happened? Oh, yeah.
Real quick story here. So Mace here and I decided to go to the Sunset Room together.
You know this story?
What are you? You leaving, Ramona?
Like you did.
Really? But you're not on Zoom. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Let her go.
Yes.
Let her go.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my gosh.
I do know the story.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I'll tell it to DeMarco.
All right.
When we do an icebreaker.
Another good icebreaker.
Yeah,
I want to know about the bathroom Zoom story. Okay. I will listen.
Okay.
What time? Tell me.
I promise you I'll start the show. I'll ice break with it.
Okay. Do it right now.
I will ice break with it.
Excellent.
Let's go.
So coming up next, the icebreaker. We're back tomorrow at 1.